This is Monerebe Today from KZU News. It's Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Ngozi Cole. At the YWCA Monterey County, staff get about 10 to 15 calls for help a day. Over the past year, with increased immigration enforcement, the Y noticed dips in call volume. CEO Jessica Macias says immigration domestic violence survivors are now more scared than ever to call.
We have noticed a little bit of a downfall in phone calls, and also when we do call out, them verifying that it's us calling, not someone else trying to trick them into coming to a location.
She says staff do not ask for a person's immigration status, but they're among many providers nationally saying fear is reducing reports from immigrant domestic abuse survivors. YWCA therapist Alejandra Santana says this comes up in some sessions.
They'll say, I'm an immigrant and I fear that I'm going to get taken because I'm reporting him, or the abusers will use that against them as well. Like, they're like, oh, if you do this or if you leave me, I'm going to report you and you're going to get deported.
But advocates say there are some legal protections for victims of crimes. Salinas-based attorney Blanca Zarazua encourages people to document abuse.
At least keep a journal of what's gone on. Start tracking everything that's been going on. And so you take your facts into a professional, and that person will let you know what your options are based on the facts.
The YWCA Santana wants to reassure people.
We're not going to go and call ICE on you. We'll close our doors to them.
And help is still available. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. Join us tomorrow morning for more local news.